I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Despite a ceasefire agreement, fighting continues in at least one area of Ukraine. Now Ukraine's accusing Russia of sending even more tanks and troops in. But it's quiet in other areas. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says through the local churches, aid's being distributed. SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund provides the resources for this work. $15 pays for a food pack for a family. $56 buys warm clothes. Our website has the links to give. And in Central America, a Christian worldview might even fight crime. Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance says the gospel runs counter to the drug culture. They just held the 2015 Nicaragua conference where they encouraged Central American pastors and business leaders in their daily efforts to tell the community about Jesus. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. If you like these stories, sometimes the best way to help the persecuted church is to supplement your prayers with theirs. You'll find them at our website, missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.